Somebody who was sitting in Rosh Hasharab, and somebody walked by and stepped on his clothing. And if the person who walked by is a Zav, Zav, or neither, his clothing would become Tame. As by virtue of stepping on it, they would be Metame the clothing. But we don't know if that person who walked by is a Zav, Zav, or neither, or not. Or the person who walked by spat, and the one that was sitting down over there touched his saliva. And if the person who spat was a Zav, Zav, or neither, his saliva would be an Avatuma, and would be Metame that person. And subsequently, that person who touched his saliva or had his clothes stepped on prepared truma. Aroko sorfin etha truma. For the suffix rope, he would have to go ahead and burn truma. If after he touched the saliva, he went ahead and prepared truma, the truma would be burnt. As rope that is found in Rosh Hasharab is considered tummit, even though it's only a suffix whether that rope came from a zav, zav, or nida, the Rabbanan decreed that saliva that is found in Rosh Hasharab should be considered as if it came from a Zazav or a Nida and would be Tame. So therefore, if after touching the saliva, the person went ahead and prepared Truma, the Truma would be burnt. But as far as the suffix about his begada, that the person who walked by stepped on his begada, and if the person is a Zazav or a Nida, his begada would be Tame. And then the person went ahead and prepared Truma. In such a case, we would go by the rope, by the majority. If the majority of people in that town are Zav, Zavos, or Nida. In such a case, we would say that his clothing are Tame, and since his clothing are Tame, the clothing is the Tame of the person, and when the person prepares Truma, the Truma would be Tame, so therefore the Truma would be burnt. But if the majority of people in that town are not Zavos, or Zavim, or Nidos, in such a case, we would say that the clothing would be considered Tar, and the Truma that he prepares would be Tar. Yashen Bar Shisarabim Ve'amat. Caleb Tmei Medriz Dibri Rabbi Meir Ve'chacham Mitar. If the person, instead of simply sitting in Rosh Hasharab, was actually sleeping in Rosh Hasharab, and subsequently got up, and maybe somebody passed by and stepped on his begad, his clothing would be considered Tmei Medriz, according to Rabbi Meir. Tmei Medriz means that the clothing is an Avatumah, that is a din. That clothing that a Zav Zav or Nida steps on becomes Tmei Medriz, meaning is an Avatumah, is Metame, the person that's wearing them. As according to Rabbi Meir, even if the majority of people in that town are not Zavos, or Zavim, or Nidos, we would still say that the clothing is Tmei Medriz, in this case that he was sleeping over Shisha Rabba. As maybe more than one person stepped on his begadim, maybe a number of people stepped on his begadim, so therefore we have to be Machmer in this case. We have to say that his clothing would be Tmei Medriz, it would be an Avatumah, and if he prepares Truma, the Truma would be burnt. While the Chachamim are Mitar, the Chachamim in this case would be lenient and would say that even if the majority of people in this town are Zavos, Zavim, or Nidos, his clothing would be Tar. As according to the Chachamim, in this case, it's possible that not a single person stepped on his begadim, as he doesn't know what happened. He was sleeping. So therefore, since it's possible that nobody stepped on his begadim, we would be lenient in this case and we would say that his clothing would be considered Tar. Naga Be'echad Belaila. If somebody touched a person during the night, he doesn't know if that person that he touched is alive or dead. And in the morning when he got up, he found that the person that he had touched during the night is now dead. And he doesn't know if at the time he touched him during the night, he was still alive, or maybe he was already dead at that time. Rabbi Meir Mitaher, V'chachamim Mitamim, Shekoa Tumois, Kishat Mitiyasim. Rabbi Meir is Mitar, the person. As Rabbi Meir holds, that even though in the morning he found that he was dead, we have to assume that at the time he touched him during the night, he was still alive. As the Chazakah dictates that the person was alive at that time, as since the person was once alive, so we have a Chazakah that he was still alive until the latest possible moment. This is called a Chazakah Dimi Ikara. And we also have another Chazakah, the Chazakah that the person who touched him was Tar. As until he touched him, he certainly was tar. So we have two chazakos that dictate that the person who touched him would be tar. The chachamim are mitame. The chachamim disagree. They hold that all tumas are judged kishat mitziyasim by the time we find them. Meaning, since at the time we saw the person in the morning, the person was dead. We can only judge by what we see right now. And since right now the person is dead, we have to assume he was dead at the time he was touched in the middle of the night as well. even though the chazakas in this case dictate that the person should be tar, since right now the person we touch is now dead, and for sure if somebody touched him now, he would become tame. So therefore, when he touches him during the night, even though we have a suffix, we have to assume the person was dead at that time as well. There's one insane person in a town. The person explained that we're talking about an insane woman. As a woman, since she frequently becomes a needle, and her spit is an avatuma. Since she's a shota, she won't be careful not to spit in Rishus HaRab. Oknanis, okusis, kar rokim shabir, tme. Or if there's a knanis or kusis in the city, a shiksa or a kusis, that the rabbanu were gozer, that a gut or a kusi is like a zav. He has a din of a zav that his spit is an avatuma, even if he had not seen any ziva at all. This is a gzera, derabbanu. And here the Mefarshim explained, it's not dafka, a woman, even a man. If there's a woman or a man that's a gut or a kusi in the city, all spit found in that city should be regarded as being tummy. And since there's a shota in the city, or a knanis, or a kusis, and they spit all over the city as they walk around the city and spit, so saliva found in that city has to be regarded as tummy, as maybe it came from a shota or a kusi, or a knanis. Now, even though anyway the Rabbanim will go that any spit found in the city should be considered tummy nisafik, as maybe it came from a zav, zavo, or nida. So anyway, spit found in the city, even if there is no shota, knanis, or kusis in the city, is regarded as tummy. So what's the chiddush? That when there's a knanis, kusis, or shota in the city, that the spit is considered tummy. Mefarshim explained that in this case, the spit is considered vadai tummy. It's not tummy nisafik. There's no suffik at all over here. It's for sure tummy, as since there's an insane woman in the city, or a knanis, or a kusis, all spit found in that city should be regarded as being definitively tummy. Misha dorsa isha abagada oshayashba imo bisvina. Somebody who had his clothing stepped on by a woman, and he doesn't know if the woman is a nida or not. If she's a nida, then the clothing that she steps on is tummy matters, becomes an avatuma. Or if a person sat on the same boat as a woman, and the din is that somebody who sits on the same boat as a woman that's a nida, his clothing should be regarded as tummy, even if the woman did not step on his clothes. And he doesn't know if the woman who sat with him on the boat is a nido or not. In makiraso shahu oicho betruma kalev taharim v'im lav yishalena. If this woman recognized that this man that he stepped on his begadim, or that she sat in the same boat as him, is a person that regularly eats truma, he's a kohen that eats truma, and therefore he must be careful not to become tummy. In such a case, his clothing would be considered tahar. And certainly the woman would not step on his clothing if she was a nida, and wouldn't sit in the same boat as him if she was a nida, since she knows that the person has to be careful not to become tummy. So for sure the woman was not a nida, and that's why she stepped on his clothes or sat in the same boat as him, so therefore his clothing would be tahar. But if the woman does not recognize him, she does not know that he is a person that regularly eats truma, so it's possible she was a nida when she stepped on his clothing or sat in the same boat as him, so therefore he must ask her. He must ask her if she was a nida at the time she stepped on his clothing or sat in the same boat as him. If she answers in the affirmative that she was a nida at that time, then his clothing would be tummy. But if she answers in the negative, she tells him she was not a nida at the time she stepped on his clothing or sat in the same boat as him, he can rely on her answer, and his clothing would be considered tummy.